You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Paul says, "We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us. Accordingly, we urge Titus that as he had started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also. I say this not as a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love also is genuine. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. And in this matter I give my judgment. This benefits you, who a year ago started not only to do this work, but also to desire to do it. So now finish doing it as well, so that your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness. As it is written, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack." Here ends the reading. I have on my desk a Holy Bible with a camouflage cover produced by the Armed Services Ministry of the American Bible Society. This version of the Bible is given to recruits as they begin their basic training, and inside the front cover, it introduces the basic training challenge, spiritual fitness for the warrior. There are 75 sections highlighted in this Bible aimed at introducing young men and women to God and his plan revealed and completed in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. It then challenges them to grow as disciples and followers of Jesus, developing into mature leaders. It would be hard to imagine how many soldiers came to know Christ through these pocket-sized Bibles, and how many of these Bibles went with these soldiers into service as a constant companion and guide. I mention this because one of the 75 passages highlighted in Scripture in this Bible is our reading for today, 2 Corinthians 8, 1 through 15. Here Paul writes of the faith and generosity of the churches of Macedonia who, out of their abundance of joy and extreme poverty, gave of themselves for the spread of the gospel and the relief of the saints. Paul speaks powerfully about the Christian life, how it is the call of the disciple to give oneself to God first, then to others. And what a meaningful Advent message that is, as we remember that it is more blessed to give than to receive, as we read in Acts chapter 20, verse 36. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as you so graciously gave your Son to be our Savior, move our hearts to overflow in a wealth of generosity for those in need this holiday season. In Jesus' name, Amen. And here's a suggested Advent action. Whether you give out of abundance or poverty, find a way to share something with those who have no shelter, food, or stability in response to the gift of God's Son, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.